They call him Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. Punt Fly. Punt the Wild Foul Guy. They call him Rock the Riders. Rock. They call him the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
Rock the Riders. Rock.
They call him
the Wild Foul Guy.
They call him
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. We have a guest interview today on the show. I would also like to say Happy Father's Day to all the dads as well, all over the world. Enjoy your Juneteenth and be safe. And oh yeah, I almost forgot. I'm the Riders Live What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Well,
Ben Malik, what up, Joe?
Shot
hey, good looking on the beat, fam.
To Cameroon.
Hey, I told you we was gonna get it done, didn't I?
Let's get it.
Check this out. I needed a beat, sent the homie a kite, ignited a fuse and started melting mics. 1 of 4, that means I'm one of a kind. Rah-rah or R4, sculpture lines, the black sheep. Who don't love they mother? How could I not? Thanks for giving me life. Keep winning. We both kicking ass. I'ma keep jotting. Them other kids is rotten. My M.O. known for moving around. Post up, checking a bag and tearing it down. A hustling dog when it's money to get. Make it without compromise. Open your eyes. Stick to your guns with minimal sacrifices. The power piece is priceless. Enjoy what life is. The essence of the art. Expressing your art. Birthed in Regal Queens. Living out dreams. Treaty. Josh. Treasure. Shine upon me. What's up?
Yeah.
The Hunt Side.
Tuna.
Yesterday was yesterday, today is today. You never war with a lion, them niggas was prey. I know where you live, I know where you stay. My advice to you is stay out my way. No bad energy, never put me in a box. Pop up non-stop like Jack in a Box. Keypad gangsta, thuggin' on that blue app. Facebook jail, y'all tellin' on that. Rise of the pussies, return of the mods. When I catch you Thundercat, on God. You don't stick to morals, ain't standing on shit. Bad carrying, hair longer than your bitch. Ed the Bevins niggas, hiding in the hondos. Rather tap you with flows, clueless to runos. It's hip hop, trap bang on the block. Lyrical skill, and non-stop drills. I'm built different,
took it back.
Cut from a different cloth, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad we got this done, Malikly.
Rhyme.
You understand?
Proper
cyberspace with crooked smiles. I'm steady making moves in and out of town. Fuck Chicago politics, who's king in the crown? Kill your motherfucking self, nobody keeping you down. Everywhere I go, I'm holding us down. Dolo, I represent that real nigga shit. Whenever I'm approached by killers and cliques, solidify my status with sulfuric spit. Never yelling Chirac, that bullshit is whack. Traveling double solid with the four corner hustlers. Believe I'm checking a bag where there's money to muster. Born losers, grabbing the barrel ass busters. A trailblazer lane, kicking the dust up. Stop sobering over that broad, saluting applaud. Barbarians and savages with ADHD niggas for managers. Handle your business and find where the cabbage is. The network experts stack bands from loyal fans. The master plans just trying to expand. I offer advice, extending a helping hand. Never undermine a boss, you need to understand. Never mind.
Hey, everybody. I hope y'all enjoyed those two songs. That was Riders off my self-titled album, Riders, and Nevermind off my self-titled album, Riders. Both of those songs are available on all streaming platforms, but you can go ahead and cop the album on ridersonline.net/store. All right, let's get into this interview. Welcome to Riders Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today we have a proud father who inspires me weekly. His podcast was one of the first podcasts that I was ever featured on multiple times. He embraced me as a podcaster. He plugged me like he was a conduit in the game to the podcast community. The man is charismatic, responsible for the top 25 and the top 50. He's also responsible for the Big Smash Rub, recently goated. My brother from the Toxic Bible Study, Big Smash, introduce yourself to the listeners of Riders Live.
Hey man, y'all already know what it is. Big Smash representing Bet the House podcast, Bet the House hot spot, Judge Smash, Measure of Men, Toxic Bible Study, Bet the House musical hours, Bet the House after hours, the manuscript, Smash House Records. It's a lot of shit, man. I do a lot, man. I'm just a guy that's trying to leave his imprint on the game. You know, trying to pass the baton and trying to give, you know, lead the game in good hands. You know, I don't want the game to die with just me. So I'm out here trying to do it for everybody, trying to do it for all the little U's and the big I's out here, man. That's it.
That's what's up. What's something that the people don't know about Big Smash?
Oh, man. something they don't know about me?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think they know everything about me, man. Well, maybe not your people, but I'm just a dude that's full of love. Like, I know I get on and I say a lot of shit, but having a lot of children makes you full of love. It makes you patient and understanding. So my bravado is different offline than it is online. Like at the crib, I'm not Big Smash. I'm just plain old Ken. You know, so even my kids, they start to understand that, you know, yeah, daddy is sort of kind of like a big deal on the internet, but in real life, he's just our dad, and that's the difference. I think to a certain extent, you have to be yourself, but you can still, you know, you still have to be yourself on and off. But it's just my kids ain't gonna see. You know, they don't see the Big Smash side of me because I'm just a dad, you know. So I think that's the main thing I would tell people about me that they don't know. I'm just a regular dad offline. Like, when I walk through my doors, you don't get the Big Smash rub. You just get a dude that's a family man that cries when the Lion King, when Mufasa gets thrown off the bridge or something. You know, I'm just a adorable dude. Like, you know, I'm just a normal, happy dude off of this shit.
Tell the people where you from, Big Smash. Where you from?
And I'm from Chicago, Inglewood, born and raised.
Okay.
Started off on 828 West 54th Place, right off Halsted. We was over there for a nice amount of years. And I moved over down to 54th and May. And then I spent my last couple of years there on 66 and low. So I'm real traveled, man, when it comes to Chicago. That's always gonna be home for me. You know, I left, but my kids are still there, so I'm always home. I think I think home is where the heart is. So it's like my heart has always been there. That's what Big Smash stand for. I know a lot of people don't get that, but Big Smash stand for same man in same hood. Like, no matter where I go, I never forget where I came from and how I got there. So a lot of people don't know that. You know, that's something a lot of people don't know, that Big Smash is a euphemism. It's a born in grace, same man, same hood. So that's something else they don't know. Exclusive.
Okay. What's some of the pros and cons of living in Chicago and being from Chicago?
Pros and cons. The pros. Chicago is a beautiful city. It's a beautiful city. I think I accomplished so much in Chicago. When I look at it, it's hustler city. You know what I'm saying? You never see so many hustlers in one city, and it makes it just breaks my heart to see, you know, how the gangsters and the thugs turned the city out. That's a con. Pros is my mom was able to make it 28 years as a postal carrier. She was able to make it. She was able to provide for us. She finally retired, you know, this year. So it's a con. It's a pro to know that there are good people out there that thrive and make the community stronger, even with all the bullshit that's going on. The cons is, if you ain't from there, don't go there. Like, unless you know somebody from there.
What would you advise a visitor?
Oh, man, stay downtown. Don't come to the hoods. Don't try to go to King Von Mural or none of that type of stuff, man, because outsiders be the first ones to get robbed. You know, stay downtown, stay in well-lit areas, keep your jewelry and everything tucked in, stay off your fucking phones.
Back.
Do not be traveling around in Chicago with your head down and y'all in your phone and you ain't paying attention, because I'm telling you, these are the signs. People, I used to be one of those guys. Definitely. If you had your head down, you getting your phone snatched, you getting your ass whooped. It's ugly. So definitely stay alert to be aware, to be alive in Chicago, man. Here's another thing. Don't throw up gang signs and do all that shit. Wrong city to do that shit at, all right?
You got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, people see videos and see artists throwing up gang signs and shit, and then they come to Chicago and, oh, gang, gang, woo, we from over here. No, you're not. Don't do that. Do not do that.
I know.
Rodis, you know, man, you know. Don't do that. Don't, you are not gang gang, okay? Let's get that aware right then and there. Like, but no, for the most part, Chicago is a beautiful city, man. I think the dudes and the dummies make it hard for you to see the beauty of Chicago, but Chicago is a beautiful city. You know, it's one of the best cities in the world ever, you know? And despite the bad rap that we get for Chirac and everything else, Chicago is a beautiful city. I raised 7 kids there. I was raised there. I made it a good 25 years before I decided I wanted something different. Chicago is a beautiful city. And you know, again, to be alert is to be alive, you know. And don't sit in your cars. If we're talking about what to do if you're a visitor, please don't sit in your cars. That's the worst thing you could do as a visitor, sitting in your cars, on your phone, all this, because at the end of the day, you are a sitting duck. You are a sitting duck. Like, plain and simple, you are a sitting duck. That's the easiest way to get caught in Chicago, is by sitting in your car. So I don't know how they move everywhere else, but I know in my city, sitting in your car, and if you... if you must, you know, want to go sightseeing and want to go to these dangerous hoods you done read about and seen on the internet, keep your kids away. Don't bring your kids. Don't do that.
I agree.
That's the advice I can give you.
Okay. What's the best pizza in Chicago?
Giordano's.
You think Giordano's? I say Italian Fiesta, maybe because it's in the hood.
I like Italian Fiesta too, but sometimes I would like to go out the hood, man. It seemed like the hood Italian Fiesta be making so much money, it'd be like, man, a lot of times they don't be caring. I done got some bad pizza from Italian Fiesta before, and it's like once people get money and they
had to be the one on Halston.
Yeah. Once people get money in their pocket, they don't really care about how the product is. So Italian Fiesta lost that hunger to me a few times, but they good. I fucks with them. But Giordano's, that deep dish, oh man, that do something to me every time. Every time I come home, we gotta go to Giordano's one way or another. We have to. It's a must.
Right. So I want to ask you, how did you get into the podcast game and tap in to form the Black Podcast Conglomerate?
All right, so I started podcasting a little bit over three and a half years ago. And a couple of my associates had their own show. Now, the show was originally supposed to be me and somebody else, but he ended up finding somebody else to do it. And then when I moved back to Chicago, because I left, when I moved back, I guess you could say they kind of had it in their mind. They wanted to give me a trial run. I'm thinking, yo, I'm finna be an original host. Like, this was supposed to be our thing anyway. So they get me on for a couple of episodes. The people fucking with me, the people feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I guess I was getting too big for one of their liking. And right. he didn't like it. He didn't like how big I was getting and how much attention I was getting, because he felt like it took away from the dynamic of his show. It was his show. But I'm just Big Smash. I didn't come to try to take nobody's spot or nobody's shine. I'm just a dude that entertains. So he switched it up. He like, yo, we just gonna get you on for like special episodes and stuff. And I was like, all right, well, that's cool. I was gonna start my own thing anyway. So I was mad. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I was mad because I was like, damn, I felt like we had chemistry. This shit was gonna blow up. This was gonna be some dope shit. We gonna take over. And I ended up starting, it wasn't gonna be called At the House. It was gonna be called I Said What I Said. That was gonna be the name of my show. It was gonna be called I Said What I Said. And I made that announcement, and Buddy Ass, one of his homies, took my name. I had merch running and everything. Like, I had promo running. It was gonna be called I Said What I Said, and it was gonna come out like a month after I announced it. And Buddy Ass went and got my shit trademarked, and they built their own shit. They took my whole name, I Said What I Said. So I had to pivot. I was like, all right, look, this is what we gonna do. We putting everything on the house, because we was already Smash House. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, we gonna put everything on the house. We're gonna put all our chips in the bucket off top. Bet on the house. Bet the house. It was gonna be called Bet It All on the House. That was the original name. And then I was like, you know what? That's too long. We just gonna call it Bet the House Podcast. And I started building a name for myself. I started building up. And then all these other I got blackballed when I first started. I got blackballed twice. But when the first time I got blackballed, he took all his people. Hey man, if y'all support Bet the House, I can't rock with you. I can't do nothing with you. So all these people stopped listening. So I had to get a whole new bass. And I said, when I get into this podcast game, I'm going to help my fellow podcasters. I'm going to take everything that I've been taught and I'm going to teach to them. I'm going to help them. I'm going to build them. We're going to help each other grow. And that's what I started doing. So I had all these podcasters fucking with me. 50, 60 some different podcasts ready to ride. Like, we was ready to ride. And I'm like, you know what? All these other races stick together. Why the hell can't we stick together? So I'm like, all right, this is what we're going to do. We're going to start the Black Podcast Conglomerate. And what we was going to do was we was going to have our own radio station, and it wasn't going to be nothing but podcasts. Like, we was going to start our own online radio station. Like, we was going to take the fuck over. We was going to take it over. And had 60 some different podcasts ready. Like, we was ready. We was suiting and booting up. We was loading up. And then, you know the story. Some fuck shit happened. And motherfuckers flipped on me, turned their back on me, left me for dead, you know. And then I had to rebuild and rebrand, and I had to, you know. So the Black Podcast Conglomerate is still alive. It's just right now it's on hiatus because I'm still putting everything together because I have a plan. I don't want the radio station no more. Now I want a TV network. I want a TV situation. So that's what I'm really working on. So I'm waiting to get all that done. And then I'm going to start hollering at my podcast homies because I'm back better than ever. I got a whole new group of podcasters that rock with me. And we taking things over and we taking it slow. And that's how the Black Podcast Conglomerate was, just a group of black podcasters who came together to create something beautiful. You know what I'm saying? And sure. That's generally what it was and what it is and what it's going to be.
Okay. You do a lot for the podcast community. You was doing a podcast meet and greets, mm-hmm. the top 25 and the top 50. Is there any reason why you stopped? And will you do it in the future?
All right, so the Bet the House meet and greets is still going on. It's still happening. I broke it off in seasons. So we did like 7, and then I said, all right, I'm gonna take a break because I had a lot of projects going on. So we did like 7, and then I took a break because we started doing battle casts. So the top 25, when I bring the top 25, it's gonna be a lot different. See, when I did the top 50, I was listening to over 100 shows a week. And then I stopped because a lot of the content that I was hearing felt rushed and it wasn't up to par. So we nailed it down to the top 25. And now it's like when I do bring it back, people were in their feelings. They were upset. They didn't like their ranking. It was just a whole bunch of chaos, man. And honestly, it kind of pissed me off. It kind of pissed me off, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. It kind of hurt my feelings because at the end of the day, I'm out here trying to help and build the community up. I wasn't trying to turn cats against each other. I was just paying homage to what I listened to and showing support and showing love and giving salute. So a lot of people were upset about their rankings and things like that. So I said, when I bring it back, which is coming very soon, there is no numbers. It's just I'm going to give you my list of the top 25 episodes that I heard this week. I'm going to give you the list. I'm going to let you know why they made the list. And that's it. That's all. I'm not going to do no rankings because what I found out is a lot of people seem to think that I was trying to divide the community and things like that. And that wasn't the case. I was just showing love. So, yeah, Bet the House meet and greets is coming back. I think you was on the episode of meet and greets. So,
right. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you inviting me.
Yeah.
And everything you've done for me.
So, yeah, listen. That's what it's about, man, bringing people together. Like you said, when you started podcasting, we had you on. And then you hit me up afterwards and was like, yo, I want to start podcasting. I got my own ideas and things like that, what I need to do. You were a student of the game. You know what I'm saying? It's like a person coming in and want to rap and coming to ask you about rapping because you put in your work. So when you came to me about podcasting, it was easy for me to say, yo, this is what I did. This is the equipment I use, shit like that, things like that. You know what I'm saying? We stick it out with each other. And that's what the beauty of it is, because I know for a fact that, you know, your ideas, Rodis Live is dope. It's a dope concept.
I don't think
I could do a whole interview podcast. You know, Bet the House Meet and Greets was my little tryout run into that. But Rodis Live is dope. It's a dope platform, and it's dope the way you incorporate the music and the artists and the it's just dope all the way around, bro. So shout out to you for that. I've seen you.
Thank you.
Know what you on episode 30 or something now?
Shit, I'm on episode 76.
70. Okay. So yeah, so you know, I've seen you. I was here when it started, man. So I'm very proud of you for that, you know? So yeah, just, you did things your way. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you took advice and you researched and you did the game, whatever, you checked, but you did everything your way. And that's what people can appreciate, you know? So keep going, man. Keep going.
Thank you. Describe the Big Smash Rub for the people who don't know. Describe the Big Smash Rub.
you ain't
getting up out of here easy. Them was the easy questions and shit. We get at this. Yeah, now this.
All right, listen, man. The Big Smash Rub is just, you know, the cause and effect of working with Big Smash. Like when I work with you, I want you to have the best episode you could possibly have. So I'm going to show my ass and you're going to show your ass and we're going to come up with a dope ass episode. You know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of people in this podcast game have had their stock risen fucking with Big Smash, because now you have relationships and bonds that you did not have. You know, when I was setting up the guests for my shows, I was putting people together that necessarily didn't know each other, but I felt like they would match up well with each other. When I do battle cast, I put people that don't necessarily know each other but would match up well with each other, and I built bonds. I worked with over 200 of the dopest podcasters you could work with in some way or form. I have over 200 guests. Either they've been on my show, or I've been on their show. We've been on lives together. We've been in group chats, things like that. So I've worked with you one way or another. So the Big Smash Rub is just my way of saying, yes, I have influence on this game. My DNA fingerprints is all over your show, the way you move, the way you carry yourself, because a lot of people come to me for advice. A lot of people come to me, you know, to pick my brain about being a podcaster, shit like that. And what it is I take from other things that I've learned in this game and I pass it along. So the Big Smash Rub is just all about understanding that, yeah, I'm here to help you. But the Big Smash Rub is also for the motherfuckers that felt like, yeah, we better than you. No, the fuck you're not. Humble yourself a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So the Big Smash Rub, it has a good side and a bad side. The bad side is you come out and you overstep your boundaries and your roots with me, I'm going to crush you. So the Big Smash Rub can be a good thing or it could be a bad thing. But I think for me, for the most part, it's been positive. I love this game. I love this shit. But don't cross me. Don't cross me, because they say the thing is, the Lord give us and the Lord take us away. So that's how I feel about this podcast game. I take and I give and I take, just like that. I'm just a different kind of dude. Like, I love this shit. Like, I live for this shit. So sometimes I gotta lay hands on motherfuckers just in a positive way. But if I have to in a negative way, I'm still the one that'll tell you, it's gonna hurt me more than it's gonna hurt you, baby. But I don't want to do this to you, but sometimes that's what you gotta do type shit. So yeah, the Big Smash Rub is a twofold situation. You can either work with me and we can grow together, or you can work against me and I'm gonna crush your ass. And that's how I be feeling nowadays.
We're gonna keep the Kendall Sunflower energy going. That's the lawyer persona of Big Smash. Define goated, sir.
Define goated?
Yes.
I think to me, goated is when you're on top of your game. And I'm always Big Smash. You know, the Kendall Sunflower was some stuff that y'all made up, man. Like, but I'm always Big Smash. Goated is just being on the top of your game. You know what I'm saying? Everybody can tell you how to get to their top or what they feel is the top for them. But goated to me is being at the top of your game. I felt like I'm goated because of the things. I don't want to be the GOAT, because with the GOAT, it comes so much pressure. But I always felt like if we did a top Mount Rushmore of top underground podcasters, you definitely have to put my name in the mix. And the reason why, I just ran down the reasons. I've worked with over 200 different shows. My 200th episode, the reason I felt like I was goated, I had over 30 different podcasters pop up and come through on the middle of a school week to come chop it up with Big Smash. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like I was goated then. That was my top. That was my top. And it ain't about what nobody else think their top is, but that was my top. I was like, if I never recorded again, this was my Jordan game 6 moment right here. Having all these podcasters come through and show me love, that was my Jordan game 6 moment. So it's like, yes, I'm goated. Being goated is being at the top of your game and not giving a fuck what nobody else got to say about it. If your resume defines, you know what I'm saying, then you are out here. Like you, I would say in the interview game, you're goated. You know what I'm saying? Because you again, I seen the grind, I seen the work. You're goated. You feel like you put in the work. You don't come and try to be nobody else. And that's what it is too. You won't find another show like Roddy's Live. You won't find another show like Bet the House at all. I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You will not find a different show. See, one thing about me is I can do the solo thing and I can do the group thing and it's still gonna be fire. You know what I'm saying? And that's what made me feel like I was goated. And, you know, I just wanted to be great at what I was doing. I felt like if you're going to podcast, you need to be great at it. You need to be doing it. Why do it if you're not great? That's like dating. Why date if you're not looking for something out of it? Whether you're looking to fuck or whether you're looking to be in a relationship, you're looking for something. So my thing was I wanted to be one of the best. I wanted to leave my legacy. Again, I didn't want the game to die with me. So, you know, it's all about passing the baton. And that's what goated to me is. That's my definition of goated.
Facts. That's a good definition. It's transparency. It's clarity. Nothing wrong with that. What are 5 podcasts that you listen to religiously, not including my show?
5 podcasts I listen to religiously. Off top, Frocast, Uncle Dolomite, Cool Out Corner, Cognac Room, At the Sound of My Voice, What Up Though? That's more than 5. The podcast nobody listens to, Lingo, The Wet Lounge. I'm gonna give you more than 5, but these are the some that I just have to listen to every week. Grown Ass Folks Podcast, Let Me Touch You Pod, It's All Love, Vibes. So yeah, Conversations with Lamp, The Motherfucking Pod. Like I am an avid podcast listener to Miss Talks, shout out to them, and No Filters. Them are the ones automatically, and it's a lot more. Out of Left Field, Ladies Pitch, The Brunch Hour, The Q Spot, 8 More Than 92, See Your Life. It's a bunch of them, but I listen to those on the regular. Every time they drop something, 4 Too Many, the Brandon Janu show, dark therapy sessions, all that stuff. Like, I am, like, you never know with me. Bare Naked Truth, Holla at Your Uncle. Like, there are so many different avenues. It depends on my mood, I guess. It depends on my mood.
Right.
If I feel like laughing, I'm going to go listen to Kool Aid Corn. If I want some knowledge, I'm going to go listen to Uncle Dolomite. If I One Take No Chaser or Wine Time, I listen to a lot. So, you know, it depends on my mood, really. But yeah.
Okay.
Mama Life, fucking.
Shout out to Mama Life Podcast.
Shout out to Mama Life. Raw Sex Pod. Like, I listen to a lot of shit.
Facts. What's the best advice you could give an up and coming podcaster?
Be yourself. Be yourself and be true to yourself. Be true to your craft and be true to your work. Don't let nobody change what it is you want to do. There's an audience and a base for everything. So stop trying to impress people that are not your base. Impress your base. Find your base. Find your niche and run with it. You know what I'm saying? That's the best advice I can give a person. Be yourself. Like, come in with a plan like me. Hey, Smash, I'm going to tell you, I never changed. I never wanted to change. When I came into this game, it was like, yo, I'm going to do what I'm going to do that's going to make me great. You know what I'm saying? Yes, it's good to take advice from your listeners and your fans and things like that. Take advice, do your thing. But for me, my path is my path. I carve my own path. So when I tell podcasters, listen, man, listen to yourself. Don't second guess yourself. If you record an episode and you don't like it, don't put it out. Do it again. Do it again until you like it. You know what I'm saying? Do it again till you like it. Don't get one bad review and feel like, oh, I got to scrap the whole fucking idea. No, take that bad review, implement it, and get better next time out. But don't scrap your plans because you have one bad review. I've gotten bad reviews. I'm sure Rodness has got a bad review or whatever in before. We've all got bad reviews. Use that shit. Use that shit and fuel that shit and get out there and hit the ball out the park the next time. And the last thing I could say is, listen, other podcasters are not your audience. You don't have to impress them. You don't have to impress them.
Say that again. Can you reiterate that?
Other podcasters are not your audience. Like, Rodis doesn't make his show for Big Smash.
No, I
don't make my show for Rodis. Yes, we love the support. I love right. that Rodis listens to me.
Right.
Okay, but I don't come in with the mind frame of, yes, Rodis is gonna love this episode. All right, that's who I'm making this episode for. Like, no, I don't come in with that mind frame. Yes, stop trying to sell your show to other podcasters, because at the end of the day, they have their own thing. Now, yes, we are in a tight community. We're going to support everything the other does, absolutely. But find your crowd. Find your crowd. Find your crowd. Find your supporters. You have to understand, everybody that follows you is not your supporter. And everybody that supports you won't follow you. You know what I'm saying? So that is the main piece of advice I can give to you. If you got 1,000 followers, that don't mean they all supporting you. You know, so just keep in mind, man, and stick to your lane and run with it.
Facts. Okay. If you could never touch another mic, if you could never do another episode again, what do you have coming up? Like, what's on your bucket list that you have to get done before you leave the game? And are you proud of everything that you've done thus far, where you could leave it and be like,
okay, so
I did that?
So my bucket list is very simple in this podcast game. My podcast bucket list is to do this, to get on another episode of Frocast, to get on another episode of Too Much Game, to do this super show with Toxic Bible Study that they don't even know that's fucking coming out, but that's coming. And I don't know, man. Listen, I'm a big advocate, man, of working hard. I think the best thing for me, I feel like once I do all those things and my goal is to hit 1 million views or 1 million downloads, that's my goal. And I think like if I, or both, I would love to get both. You know, I would love to get 1 million downloads and 1 million views to get on those shows. And I would at least love to do I think that's it. Like, those are the things that I really would want to do before I leave this game. Hit 1 million views, hit 1,000 downloads, do those shows. And then I feel like, I done accomplished everything I set out to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I never had to touch another microphone again, those are the things that I'm busting my ass to accomplish before I do, you know. And that's pretty much it.
Great goal, sir. Great goal, sir.
Fact.
So now we better have a little fun on this motherfucker. All right?
Let's do it.
You want the good fun or the hard fun?
Hey, man, give me the hard fun first, man.
You want the hard fun? Okay, here go the hard fun right here. If you could make the perfect woman for one of your buddies since she married, what are 5 qualities that you would instill in this woman, and what are 5 qualities that you would leave out to keep her from being fucked up for your man?
All right. For her good qualities, she got to be loyal.
Look, you gotta pick the quality and the person you're getting it from.
Oh, okay. Pick the quality. I'm going to pick loyalty, and I'm going to pick from the mama from Good Times. Like, okay. No matter what they was going through, she stayed. She never wavered. She never folded. She stuck by James no matter what. No, even when he wasn't making no money, even when he got fired, even when he couldn't pay the rent, she was there and she was right by his side making moves to help out. So yeah, I'm gonna take loyalty from her. Hard working and nurturing. I'm gonna take both of them qualities from Claire Huxtable. Like, just, we know how, we all love Claire, man. Claire did her thing. She made sure, you know, the kids was good. She worked hard. She was a lawyer, a great nurturing mom. She let Heathcliff be the dad that he was. She didn't interfere, you know, with his lessons. Yeah, you gotta go from that. I'ma go with, I guess I'm gonna go with the beauty from Claire too, man. Cause Claire was bad. She was fine as hell. She's still fine as hell. So that's 4. And then I think respect. Now, where would I get the respect aspect from? I'm gonna have to go and say the respect aspect is from Angela Bassett. Like, her and her dude, the way she carry herself, she ain't been in no scandals. They ain't been said nothing about her cheating or, you know, anything like that. So yeah, I'm gonna go with those 5.
Okay. Now pick 5 qualities from some of these heifers out here that you don't want these hoes to
definitely
have.
Definitely don't want her to be a Megan Stallion.
Okay.
When I say that, I mean
a liar?
Yeah. That, and you know how the image, you know, I don't want my woman show the woman for my homie to be showing all her goods all over the world. That's one. Definitely don't want him to have a city girl, even though I know he'll probably love to have a city girl. Nah, man, I want a nice, wholesome, respectful girl for my guy. Definitely don't want her to be a Jada. Okay. Don't want her to be all in the spotlight making the motherfucker look bad, and you know what I'm saying? Definitely don't want a Jada. Definitely don't want a DJ Envy wife who felt like it was good to put out all the business to the world to sell a book. Like, nah, that just didn't cut it for me, man. And and the last one. Definitely don't want a superhead type of woman. Yeah, she can be bad in the bed, but not with everybody. Yeah, that is just embarrassing, bro. I would hate to be superhead husband right now. Cause I heard her tell a story about how she was dealing with Wayne and Bow Wow while she was married, and Buddy Ass didn't give a fuck. He didn't care. Nah, nigga. Nah, that couldn't be me. So yeah, that would be the fifth one.
It's called pimping. But okay, that's cool.
It's called being a hoe, because she was saying she pay all the bills. And he allowed her to be gone for 2-3 days. And when she came home, he had bath water and dinner cooked. Like, nigga, your girl was out here getting rotted out.
Hey, and, but look, that's the least he could do. He ain't have to do nothing else.
Fuck that, bro. I couldn't do it, Chief. Ain't no way in hell.
I feel you. We had a couple of guests on here to play this game.
Go ahead.
It's called Smash,
Smash,
Smash or Dash.
Yep. But I know the game. Let's go.
This the nagging edition of.
Let's go. I'm with
Smash,
it. Let's go.
Smash and Dash.
I've been waiting on this. Let's go.
Okay, we got and they all wise. We got Peg Bundy. We got Louise Jefferson. And Lucy from I Love Lucy. Who you smashing, who you passing, who you dashing?
I'm a dash I Love Lucy for sure. Her voice was annoying as fuck. Okay. Listen, Peggy Bundy was thick as hell. So yeah. I'm definitely gonna smash. Okay. And I like Weezy, but Weezy was kind of old, you know, so I gotta pass her. You know what I'm saying? So okay. Yeah, that's how we gonna do it.
No problem. Okay. Last but not least, I think all of these hoes is fucking nagging.
Let's talk about it.
Edith Bunker, Florida Evans, and Harriet Winslow.
First of all, Harriet Winslow can't do no wrong in my eyes. I fucked the shit out of Harry Winslow and won't even think twice about it. The old Harry won't even think twice about it. Florida, I love Florida. She had the good qualities. Like I said, she was loyal than a motherfucker, but she was kind of old too. And she really ain't have no hair, so I'm gonna have to pass. And then the last one, who was the last one?
Edith Bunker, Archie Bunker wife.
Oh yeah. Definitely dash her. Go on, head on and send her somewhere. You know, again, she was annoying as fuck. So yeah, definitely pass on her.
I hate that fucking nagging shit, boy.
Facts.
That ruined relationships more than anything. So
facts.
We dropping the mic on Rider Slide. What you wanna leave with the people?
Hey man, listen, shout out to Rodis. Shout out to everybody that supports Bet the House. Shout out to Big Smash. Y'all can follow us. Like the signs say, always betthehouse.com. That's where you can catch everything. We fucking hilarious over there. We keep it real, we keep it a buck. Tap in with us, man. We got Battlecast popping off. Everything. Since Rodis do a lot of talking like he know music, maybe it's time he go ahead on and get this Battlecast in the ring with me and this Battlecast music shit. Because, you know, he cost me a couple of battles before. So it's personal. So, yeah. But, man, listen, I had a ball shout out to you, man. This is a dope platform. Like I said, you know, Big Smash, you want a few anytime you need me, I'm coming. I told you Tuesday, and I was hitting you before 6 o'clock. Like, oh, is we still on? So that's the dedication I bring to this shit, man. If my guys need me, my guys need me. So I'm right here. So that's what it is.
That's what's up. Let the listeners know what day your actual show come out. The episode.
Hey, man, we drop every Friday at midnight. This next episode we dropping is called Cheaters Never Win. And we're just talking about cheating, man, and why people cheat and why women and men cheat. And it's going to start some fires. It's definitely going to start some fires, but it's a dope listen. It's a dope listen. Every Friday at midnight is when we drop.
Y'all heard him. Big Smash from Bet the House. Ride us live. We out.
Yes, sir.
If you would like to have your music played on Ride Us Live, just email bookingrodus@gmail.com. That's booking, RODES, @gmail.com. Or submit through the booking form via our website, which is www.rodesonline.net, via the booking form. If you would like to be the What's Poppin' Artist of the Day, or if you would like to be interviewed, or if you would like ad space, submit via the booking form on RodusOnline.net. All right? If you would like to make a donation to the show, just cash at RodusT20. That's $RODEST20. All right?
On one leg at a time, there's nothing more powerful than a beautiful mind. Uniqueness crafted, intertwined in lines. Perfection, age like fine wine. Understand what's meant for me is mine. There's enough sun for everybody to shine. Lack of motivation, leaving people behind. Remove fear, success, get on your grind. Your brother's not your enemy, watch your friends. It's not a competition, get to the mission. Check the man in the mirror so your vision is clear. Get out your feelings, it's money over here. Everybody's everything according to them. Fuck what they say, watch what they do. Bail a brother out of jam, you do what you do. Don't scream solid if you have no honor. Numbers, digits equate to dollars. Different bank accounts, comma support amounts. Build on what you have, make money in your sleep. Keep making investments while everybody sleep. Capitalize on opportunities, do what you can. Check off goals, stick to the plan. It's a marathon, not a sprint, stick to the script. It's nobody's business, handle your business. Pillow talkers, women are killing kings. They friends coming for your head, looking like the walking dead. Business is business, knowledge is king. Tell them bitches, catch a sound, get the fuck out of here. Caterpillars turning to butterflies, sky's the limit. Crabs in the barrel, weeds destined to kill it. The track's cancer, my flow's chemo. R4, you already know.